So here we are outside the rather beautiful restored Electric Palace. Now, it's surprising to find such a lovely and grand cinema in quite a small town.
We're very, very lucky to have such a building in Harwich. It is, as you quite rightly pointed out, it's a beautiful building. But the reason it's here is that while the pubs did a roaring trade in the town around the turn of the 20th century, so did the new travelling picture shows. It was hideously popular, as you can imagine, with the advent of cinema and moving pictures. It was the big craze of its day. And initially they were set up on Harwich Green under canvas. And notoriously, cinema at that time, with the highly flammable film, well, you can imagine that there was quite a big threat from fire. And so actually, in the end, these canvas sort of temporary sites for showing films were replaced by a building, a proper building, and the town's very own cinema. And in a weird twist, the site of the cinema only really became available when the furniture warehouse that was there was burnt down. And even when the cinema was built, because of the threat of fire, the projector room, which you can see at the side of the building, had to be kept separate from the main auditorium because of the risk of fire. And actually, if you look carefully, you can see the iron stairs that lead up to that room as well on the side of the building. And that's where the projectionist would have climbed up and got into the shown the film and then climbed back down again when it was all finished. And it was all completely separate from the cinema itself. The Electric Palace, as I said before, we are so lucky to have it here, and it's a beautiful treasure. It's one of the oldest purpose-built cinemas to survive, complete with its silent screen, original projection room, and the ornamental frontage, which you can see here, still intact. The opulence demonstrated what a wealthy town Harwich was back then when it was built in 1911, and how popular it would have been even today. I mean, it still runs today. You can imagine the experience of coming in such a wonderful building and watching an old film. I'm sure it's as beautiful and as wonderful it is today as it was back then.